People in the Japanese city of Nagasaki have been marking the anniversary of this atomic bombing this day in 1945. Mourners observed a minute's silence, and speakers called for greater action on global disarmament. Alistair Wanklin reports.
Mourners stood in silence at the moment the bomb dropped, recording the 74,000 or so people who died in the blast or within a few months of it. The speakers included one man who survived the bombing. Shohei Tsuiki was 18 years old at that time. It was, he said, a scene from hell. People with burned skin hanging off their bodies, some clutching their dead children. I've been lucky to live as long as I have, Tsuiki said, adding that what he wants most now is the abolition of nuclear weapons. Nagasaki's mayor spoke too, criticizing Japan's government for failing this year to sign a statement rejecting the use of nuclear weapons under any circumstances. But in his address, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Japan would push for global disarmament. It is in a unique position to do so, he said, because Japan is the only country to have suffered a nuclear attack. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.